Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli forces have shot and killed two Palestinians at the Beit Hanun military junction. It happened just north of Hebron in the occupied West Bank. Israeli media are reporting troops fired at the two men during an attempted attack. They say one of the suspects tried to stab a soldier while the other tried to shoot at them. Israeli forces have carried out more raids across the occupied West Bank. The military stormed Nablus, Hebron and El Arsal neighborhood in Ramallah. Israeli incursions into Palestinian towns have been a near nightly occurrence since the war on Gaza began in October. U.S. and Israeli media are reporting the Biden administration is set to sanction a battalion of the Israeli military for committing human rights violations in the occupied West Bank. It would be the first time the U.S. has imposed sanctions on a unit of the Israeli army. Bernard Smith has more from the occupied East Jerusalem.
Certainly has come as a shock here in Israel that the United States, the most staunch backer of Israel, whatever, is prepared, it seems, to sanction a battalion in the military. The military, support for the military in a very divided country, it's the one thing that unites people here because almost every Israeli has served in the military. Yes, we've heard this morning from the far right, as you might expect. Itamar Ben-Gvir says the US has crossed a red line. He's a far-right member of the Israeli cabinet. Along with him, Bezalel Smotrich, the finance minister, calls it absolute madness while Israel is fighting for its existence. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls it the height of absurdity and a moral low. We will act by all means against these moves. And the centre-right, Benny Gantz, also a member of the war cabinet, says it sets a dangerous precedent. It conveys the wrong message to our shared enemies during wartime.
The US House of Representatives has approved a major military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan and others. It had been held up for weeks because of divisions among Republicans on support for Ukraine. The package provides $61 billion for Ukraine and $17 billion for Israel.
This week on The Take, what would a third term for Prime Minister Narendra Modi mean for India? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.